Western New York is on 710 WOR. Here he is,
Mark Simone.
Well, we'll get to Joe Biden and the documents, the dumb, fogged up, weird Joe Biden. We'll get to him. We'll get to the Oscars. We'll get to Eric Adams. He's on the move. He's got all kinds of plans coming and going. We'll get to Tom Brady. We'll get to Santos. We'll get to Bezos. We'll get lots to get to today. Very important that we get together every day and get the real story behind the story on everything. Hey, Joe Bartlett, how many people do you think listen to AM talk radio every day?
Quite a few, I would think.
Yeah. Now, let me give you some numbers here. How many people watch cable news on television, all the different cable news? It's about 10 million. All the cable news networks combined, it's about 10 million people. How many people do you think read newspapers every day online?
Fewer than that, right?
No, actually, it's 25 million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, the online newspapers, the Post and even the Times. They're doing pretty well. So it's 25 million read newspapers. How many people would you say watch network television?
Oh, gosh. I'd say 20 million.
Not bad. 28 million watch network TV. But you're right. That number's dropping as we speak. How many people listen to AM talk radio? 63 million.
Wow.
63 million. How many people listen to AM and FM radio in a week?
Well, it's got to be 80 million.
No, it's 156 million.
Oh, my God.
So, this is, you know, people say, oh, who listens to AM radio? 63 million people. So it's compared to 10 million who watch cable news. It's big. Everything is shrinking a little. But AM, FM radio is actually from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the most used medium of all, bigger than TV or the internet, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's still pretty big. You know, somebody sent me this article about how radio is dying. It's from a broadcast trade magazine. It's all about radio is dying. This is from the June 1966 issue.
you know, all the money they pay for cable news, I mean, that to get 10 million, it's not cost effective.
Well, actually it is, because believe it or not, they don't make their money off ratings. Big top cable news network, advertising, commercials, maybe that's $400 million a year. But the real money is in the cable subscriptions. The cable companies pay a fee, like 1 cent a subscriber, 2 cents. So the cable fee for a network could be $3 billion, $4 billion a year. That's where all the money is. So that's why when they boycott ads on a network, doesn't mean anything. 95% of the revenue is coming from the cable subscriptions, not the advertising. So but the Oscar nominations have come out. They were careful to mix all the big box office blockbusters with the art house type films, and I like this Top Gun, 11 nominations. I'm pretty like, that's going to be, first of all, that's not going to win anything. I mean, how's it going to win? Tom Cruise, straight, white, male. He's not going to win anything. Who's going to vote for that? Seriously. Elvis movie. Straight, white, male. Not going to win anything. So this is going to be the most woke voting ever. You saw Top Gun Maverick, right?
I did, yeah. Look, I liked the flight scenes. It was really dramatic.
Yeah, that's the problem with a movie like that. It's the flight scenes that are unbelievable. The rest of the movie, who needs it? The Elvis movie was great. But again, you're going to have to be transgender something. I'm sorry. If you want to win anything, that's the way it's going to be. So let's get to Joe Biden. Would you admit that no matter how dumb you thought this guy was, he just gets dumber?
Well, maybe he's not dumb. Maybe this isn't just, oh, I forgot that paper. Maybe, I had that for a particular reason, and I'm just too dumb to bring it back where it belonged.
No. He's really, really, first of all, if this were you, and after all this whole Trump classified documents, and you realized you had them in your house, why wouldn't you just take them and throw them in the fireplace and burn them? Why wouldn't you just get rid of them?
Well, that's a crime, wouldn't it be?
Just taking them was a crime. He wasn't president. He did not, you know, Trump had every right to take those papers. He was president, and he was president as he moved them to Mar-a-Lago. Remember, he got to Mar-a-Lago and was still president for even another hour. So He had every right to take them. Biden had no right to those papers. The second he left the building with them, he was committing a crime. So, and again, the guy is the shadiest guy in the world. He's got all these influence peddling schemes and scams going on. Why wouldn't you just throw him in the fireplace? Why wouldn't you have Hunter do it? I mean, what's he got to lose? He's already under 19 criminal investigations. So the problem is you have people that are really dumb and you have people that are really crooked. But when you're both, it makes life really difficult. You know, if you're going to be a real crook, it's hard to do when you're really dumb. And, you know, there's some people that are just dumb and they know they're dumb. But, you know, there's some people that are really dumb and they have no idea. They think they're geniuses. We all work with somebody like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't look around. I'm not looking at anybody. But, you know, you've run into people that are just morons. And they're usually, somehow they're in relatively high positions and they have no idea how dumb they are. So this guy's dumb. This guy's a crook. And he's nasty, too. I mean, he's really nasty. Usually, if you're going to be that dumb and that crooked, you try to be a little charming so you can get away with it. And I love how they keep telling you that there's no special treatment. Here's Merrick Garland today with another statement. There is no special treatment for Joe Biden. So let's go over this again. When it was time for the FBI and Trump, they raided the place with machine guns, tanks, bazookas. They threw the whole Trump staff out. They threw his lawyers out. They made him stand out on the lawn. They seized the building, threw everybody out, kept it for like 12 hours. They went through everything. They went through his kid's room, little Baron's, well, little Baron. He's like 6'5 now. They went through his room. They went through the wife's closet, through her underwear drawer, just like Paulie Walnuts did to Adriana in The Sopranos. So with Biden, the FBI allows Biden's attorneys to be there for the search. They didn't disrupt anything. I'm sure they didn't go through Jill's underwear drawer and all her stuff. I'm sure they haven't raided Hunter. Hunter Biden lives somewhere. Why haven't they raided his place? I mean, he had access to all these documents. So obviously there's a double standard. Hey, and by the way, when they say there's no visitor logs, people are now saying there are visitor logs from the time he was senator and vice president, that there were visitor logs and that they were classified, and they're being hidden in the archives. The House committee that may investigate this will try to get access to those. So that's pretty sleazy stuff. And I love this White House press secretary. My two favorites are George Santos. You don't like her? She's great.
Oh, she's useless.
No, she's great. She's consistent. Never gives you a straight answer.
Yeah.
She's cute, smiles, gives you a big smile. And, you know, the other one, Psaki, Jen Psaki, so nasty, just glares at you. You know, like she can't stand you. This one looks perky, cute, smiles. She's got like a Kelly Ripa kind of thing without the evilness. And this one's not evil, just dumb. She's perfect for this situation. There's no explanation you could give on this, what Biden did. There's no way to justify it or explain it. So get somebody really dumb who can't think or talk. There's no better way to cover this up. Listen to her.
And he was very clear with the response of what we're currently seeing. And he says, I take this very seriously. He said, I didn't know that the documents were there.
They're all over his house. They're they're in the library. They're in the bathroom. In the garage. He didn't know they were there. I love my favorite one. Remember he said somebody, this could have been somebody misfiling things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, misfiled.
Now, what secretary or assistant who's doing filing, I could see you put it in the wrong folder, or it doesn't go in this file cabinet, it goes in that. But what assistant said, let's go out in the garage, we'll throw it on a table there. Let's put it in the library on a table. Let's scatter them around all over the house. There's more of her.
The DOJ requested that the search not be made public in advance, in line with its standard procedures, and we did adhere to that.
Yeah, she's great. I love this. She's so stupid. You can't blame her. You know, she's so dumb she believes this.
First of all, she's got that binder in front of her. She just reads the answer from there. Somebody smarter than her types it up for her. But you got to think maybe Hunter Biden was going through those things because Joe, he's dumb, but he's smart enough to know you have to handle classified documents with a certain amount of attention, care, and cheerfulness. Hunter, I've just put him in a garage. I've done with him.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the DOJ is ignoring, the fact that these were Hunter Biden's documents, too. He lived in the house. He officially declared it his residence. He was living there for a time. Remember when he had the virus and he had to quarantine? He was at that house. Yeah. So they're letting him off the hook on these documents. Who did he bring in? Who did he show them to? But I love this press secretary. See, and when you try to get a press secretary that's kind of your type, and Biden's the dumbest guy in the world, and you find somebody even dumber. This one's great. Look at Jen Psaki. Leaves, gets a job at MSNBC. She's pretty smart. Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaves, now the governor of Arkansas. Where's this one going to go? She's too dumb to even be on The View. She's not going to get anything. She's just like my favorite. I love George Santos. You see the latest thing now? He was the...
Oh, yeah.
There was an attempted assassination that he survived. Good for him.
He can make him up really good, can he?
He's great. I love this. Keep this guy around. Now, tell me the difference. He lied about his education. He lied about volleyball champion. He lies about the season. Okay, what's the difference between that and Biden telling hundreds of lies a year? He lied about his uncle getting the Purple Heart. He lied about his son dying in Iraq. He lied about the train conductor. He's always lying. What's the difference?
Well, Democrats can lie. Republicans can't.
Yeah. But Biden originally launched his career by lying about having 3 academic degrees, which was a total lie. He lied about having a scholarship, being first in his class. All these things were lies. So I can't see the difference. I don't understand the difference.
Maybe it's the degree to which he exaggerated his background. Just a little bit more.
He said 1 degree. Biden said he had 3 degrees. He was first in his class. Biden.
Corn pop. Got the corn pop story wrong.
Corn
right?
pop, yeah. And then recently, he talked about getting, when he was vice president, was it his uncle? Getting him that Purple Heart and how hard he worked as vice. Well, it turned out they checked. The uncle died like 12 years before he became vice president. remember the story about Angelo, the train conductor? That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. The train conductor, he knew, he took that Amtrak so often, he knew his name, Angelo. And Angelo came to him one day and said, "You've now ridden 1 million miles." He said, "I was vice president at the time, and the Secret Service were there." And Angelo said, "It's 1 million miles. Here's your 1 million miles." Well, they checked when he told this story happening. Angelo had died like 10 years earlier, had retired 20 years before the story could have taken place. So he's just a complete liar. The worst. So the real question is, and we'll talk about this throughout the show, how the hell did we end up in this world? The dumbest guy in the world is president. You get 330 million people in the country, and we picked the dumbest guy in America to be president. Now he's not only a moron, he's got the Alzheimer's setting in. It doesn't know where he is. We got the world's worst governor ever. We got, I can't say he's the worst mayor ever. He's just kind of a goofball. How did this happen? What's going on here, Joe Bartlett?
I don't know. The election system is not getting us the best qualified candidates, I guess.
Something really wrong here. And not only are the worst people ever in office, but they're coming up with stuff we never even imagined. You know, it used to be, they're always pushing this or that. And it used to be they were weak on crime. Now they're totally pro-criminal. Not pro-criminal. Shoplifting all over the place. You know, store owners tell me stories. I said, "Well, you got security guards. Why don't they do so?" And they tell me stories about when the security guard jumped in and wrestled the shoplifter, the police come and take the security guard to jail. I've heard a number of these cases. Jeez. The criminal is let go immediately. The security guard, you know, usually the store owner can try to get him out, but that sometimes takes 24 hours. The security guard goes to jail and gets arrested. So that's why they're not doing anything. It's happened a number of times. So the security guard's not going to touch anybody. So this is the problem. You got shoplifting all over the place. Not only are they creating a crime wave, you got this moron, Kathy Hochul, falling for all this crap, you know, like banned gas stoves. There's no reason on earth to do that. It's, well, actually, the long-term plot. Democrats are like communist China. They have like these 20-year plots. They want to switch you to electric everything. Cars, stoves, everything is electric. That way they can control it. They can decide, you know, you've driven enough for 1 week. We're shutting it down. They can shut off your oven when they want. They can do all the, they want you totally energy, electric. Everything's on a smart appliances, smart cars. Government can control it. They're already talking about doing it, starting it in California right now, being able to shut off your electric car when they want. Anyway, we'll get back to all of this. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of good stuff up there. Joe Biden started off, before becoming just an out-and-out liar, he began his big political career as a plagiarist. Watch this. This is a bunch of news clips from back when he began. You will not believe the plagiarism this guy tried to get a... He made up whole fake stories about his life, his background. This is Joe Biden, not Santos. Watch this clip. Hey, also, here's another clip. Watch what Ronald Reagan thought about Joe Biden. Watch what Ronald Reagan thought about a president, Joe Biden. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
WOR's Jesse Kelly.
Plant evidence on you and throw you in a dark hole for the next 50 years. Do you have any idea how many employees at the Federal Bureau of Investigation can do that to you?
Jesse Kelly. Weeknights 6 to 9 on 710 WOR.
Hey, Mike Lindell, you know, he invented the My Pillow, became the most popular pillow in the world. 40 million of them sold. Then he worked on these slippers. He spent a long time coming up with the most comfortable slippers ever. Layer after layer after layer of cushioning. They're so soft, so good for your feet. And they got that indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them just about anywhere. And now they've become the biggest selling item at the MyPillow website, the My Slippers. So they've now added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, all new colors. And the My Slippers are on sale right now as low as $49.98. My Slippers, and you get them with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but they're the most comfortable slippers you'll ever feel. My Slippers, get them right now for $49.98. You got to use the promo code WOR to get that special price, but you can get them right now at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and to get that special price, use the promo code WOR.
Do you have taxiety? That twisted feeling inside knowing that doing taxes on your own can be a windy, complicated road. At Liberty Tax, our knowledgeable tax experts know the difference between W-2s, Schedule Cs, and 1098-Ts. Visit LibertyTax.com to schedule an appointment with Liberty Tax today to get your largest possible refund guaranteed. Liberty Tax will provide you the most accurate return and the largest possible refund you are entitled to receive. See website for details or visit a location.
Do we really need to worry about congestion pricing becoming a reality? Just how little snow will we get this winter? Are they really coming for our gas stoves?
You want answers.
Get them first on 710 WOR.
I love working on my cars, but I wish I had more space for my shop.
Give General Steel a call. In business for over 30 years and with over 5,000 five-star customer reviews, General Steel can help with projects ranging from RV storage and garages to churches, workshops, and even...